Waleed Al-Haddad is a spokesperson for the Freedom and Justice Party, joining me now live from Cairo to share his thoughts with us. Mr. Haddad, welcome. Looking at the comments that have been made by Ahmed Shafiq there, he says, and I'm quoting him here, that the Muslim Brotherhood is looking for making Egypt a state for a faction. And he said that I am a secular representative, whereas the Muslim Brotherhood is a sectarian representative. What do you think? What part of the argument, first of all, the question was rather, what is your argument against what Mr. Ahmed Shafiq is saying?
Yes. Firstly, I'd like to thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to share our point of view and our position towards what happened yesterday in Mubarak's verdict, and also what happened today from the speech of Ahmed Shafiq. Ahmed Shafiq now is asking or calling the people to vote for him. And I think our people in Egypt, very intelligent, and they will not go to vote for him because he needs to reproduce the past regime, the ex-regime again. Now, when we are talking about Ahmed Shafiq, he's now talking and give his speech in the front of his villa or his house, where the protests and all the Egyptian people now are in Tahrir Square. They are against this regime. Ahmed Shafiq is calling or searching for the secular country and the people now asking for not the Islamic State, but the civilian state with Islamic reference. And this was the choice of the people. And we can see that it's obviously from the choice of the people, from the last election, the parliamentarian election and Shura Council elections, and also from the elections of the president, we see that more than 65% from the votes has been gone to Hamdin Sabahi and Abul Futuh and Mohamed Morsi, who are represented the revolution. So the choice of the people is a civilian country or a civilian state by an Islamic reference, not a secular state, what Ahmed Shafiq is calling. And also they are seeking for the revolution, not the ex-regime, to be returned again.
Right, and speaking of that, when we're looking at the accusations that the Muslim Brotherhood is facing, Mr. Haddad, since the Muslim Brotherhood did dominate the parliament and since it got the votes there, people were saying, rather media reports, especially outside of Egypt, saying that this party is after radicalizing Egypt, that from now on, if they become president, if they rule over Egypt, they're going to make Islam something that the people have to and must accept in all manner of life. What's your response to that?
Yeah. Yes, this is a propaganda from the media that we are try to dominate all the forces in one hand. When we are talking about these tools, which is the parliament and the government or the cabinet and the presidential position, we are talking about different parts from the country or the state. We are talking about the legislation, and also we are talking about the executive power. When we talking with the people that we have the majority in the parliament, this parliament also is only for monitoring and for legislation, not only for executive power. We need the executive power in order to achieve and to implement our program. So we have to have the cabinet. And when we went to the SCAF, Supreme Council for Armed Forces, to request and to take the responsibility, they have refused. And when we tried to withdraw the confidence from the current government, from Al-Ghanzouri government, also they refused this. So we will have to go to the presidential position. And we nominated, firstly, Mr. Khayrat Shatter. And then now we have Dr. Mohamed Morsi, who will be in the runoff with Ahmed Shafiq. And also we are very trusted from our people and from the choice of the Egyptian people, because now there is a clear choice between the revolution or reproduction of the old regime. Now the people in Tahrir Square and the different squares in all Egyptian governorates are calling Dr. Mohamed Morsi as the president for the revolution or the candidate for the revolution. And now we are trying to gather different candidates like Abu al-Futuh and Hamdan Sabahi in one presidential council to have the president, Dr. Mohamed Morsi, and the deputies or the vice president. One of them is Abu al-Futuh and the other is Hamdan Sabahi. This is our position now. We are calling the civilian state by Islamic reference. We need to implement our Islamic Sharia in different prospects, in economy, in politics, in social life, in civilian life and NGOs, and also for building the human people in Egypt.
Mr. Waleed Al-Haddad, spokesperson of the Freedom and Justice Party, joining me there live from Cairo. Thank you very much.